Welcome to the Hustler's Guide to Flow. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, and I'm taking you into the minds of some of the most incredible leaders in the medical, research, business, and yes, even spiritual fields to equip you with powerful insights and practical strategies to level up in business and in life. The next level version of yourself starts now. Welcome back to another episode, my loves. My voice is a little bit raspy, so we're going to do a quick episode for you today. All right, let's talk about speaking our truth from a place of love and light. Has there never been such an important time for us to brush up on the skill of speaking our truth, right? So I work with a lot of women that are just not used to speaking their truth. They don't speak their truth because of lots of things, you know, childhood wounding, conditioning, all these types of things. And so we really work on finding their voice to be able to speak it in a graceful and eloquent and loving way, right? And I feel like it's everybody though. It's all of us can really brush up on the skill of speaking our truth. Now I can hear some people saying like, I speak my truth. Oh boy, I speak my truth. Right. So there's a cohort of people that are speaking their truth in kind of like a self-righteous, I know the answer. You must be stupid not to believe what I believe. Look at the data perspective. There's that whole cohort that are speaking their truth because they are so married to their truth. Like it is their truth or nothing. And then there's the cohort who's so scared to speak their truth, period. Okay, so I'm going to use the example of COVID that's really divided us in terms of like what we should be doing, you know, what we should be doing as a people, as a society, individually, all of it, right? We've been divided. And I don't want to say that the people who are like really excited about the vaccine or anything like that are like the ones that are speaking their truth the loudest. That's not true. There are people on both sides of the system that speak their truth aggressively because they're so married to their truth and they're not willing to take in any data or references that counter their belief. Okay, that goes for both sides. So I'm not choosing sides here. This is about how we are speaking our truth and how we can improve on speaking our truth from a place of love and light, right? So then there's people also who are so scared to speak their truth for fear of judgment or just scared to fucking speak their truth, period. On, again, both sides, the majority view and the minority view of what's happening in this world won't speak their truth because they're afraid. They're afraid. And there's another layer to that some spiritual people feel like and I know I was one of those people where I was like, you know, defense is the first act of war. If I'm like being out there and saying my, you know, defending my beliefs, then I'm like engaging in war. And I get that. But there's so many more layers to this, right? And then there's the spiritual people. And it's not just the spiritual people. That's an overgeneralization. But there's the cohort of people who are like, if I just focus on me and my vibration and how I show up, then that will be the answer to the world. And I'm going to use a reference. It's one of my favorite references that I've used before. And that's when I talk about Jesus. Whether you're religious or not, we can all get on board that Jesus was known in of all time to be an incredible healer and teacher and leader, right? A whole religion was based on him. And even in the other religions, there was great respect given to him, okay? So let's just look at one of the greatest healers of all time, no matter who you are in this world and what your belief system is. This is how he was perceived. What did he do? He didn't just not speak his truth. He didn't just sit there and pray and meditate in isolation. He went out into the people and he did his healing work. And that is what my message is today, is how do we speak our truth? How do we go out and be healers of this world? And when I say healers, I mean put out that good, beautiful energy, and that creates a ripple effect. Whether you're directly healing someone in a healing capacity or not, you are putting out healing energy. When we show up as our highest self and we speak from a place of love and we speak our truth, that is healing energy. So we do heal the world when we show up in this way. However, so many of us are disconnected from this and unable to do this. And I'm going to stick for a second with the cohort that are too afraid to say anything. They're too afraid to say anything for fear of judgment. And I'm going to push back right now, my loves, and say you need to say something. And I'll tell you why. One of the reasons that the more soft spoken people, the people that are not so maybe even one-sided in their beliefs, like maybe they haven't totally chosen a side and they don't really know definitively what they want to believe. But these people need to be speaking their truth, because your dialogue will land with someone. And the reason that I'm going to put me in that cohort, because I feel like I've been like that, you know, in my past. I was afraid to speak up because I didn't want to create conflict. I didn't want to create division. But if I speak my truth, then maybe I can break down some barriers between me and the people who believe something different. Because the opposite of the people that aren't speaking are the people that are so aggressive with their beliefs and their position on certain situations. And they're so aggressive and they say it like, if you don't believe what I believe, you've got to be an idiot. That energy, you know, in coaching, we always say meet people where they're at. How many minds do you think you're going to change by literally attacking people's way of thinking, way of believing, all of that? How we come together for a universal best outcome is for all of us to speak our truth from a place of love. And if I speak my truth from a place of love, then I'm open to what you have to say. I'm open to receiving data from both sides. I'm not being biased. Does that make sense? And we need more of that. We need more of our spiritual leaders to say, hey, this is like, you know, where I'm at right now. Happy to hear information that's going to counter that. And that's genuinely how I feel about the pandemic. I don't know definitively. I can guess. I can have some assumptions. I can come to some of my own conclusions, but I would never sit there and belittle someone else for believing something different. Because remember that our beliefs are created by so many other things than just how we are subjectively looking at the world right now. It's from our upbringing, our education, where we grew up, our parents, our past experiences. So much goes into what I believe right now. And so if we can just come together and speak our truth with an open mind rather than shutting down anybody who brings a piece of data or a piece of reference that counters our belief, then isn't the goal for us to like come out of this stronger? Like why are we so holding steadfast to a certain belief? Like some of the things that I'm thinking in my head about what's happening in this world, please prove me wrong. Like I want to be proved wrong. I'm not looking for information that's going to confirm what I'm thinking right now. I'm actually looking for information that would counter that. And the other thing is, we're so married to certainty that the idea that we don't have it all figured out drives a lot of us crazy. Some of us are so uncomfortable being in uncertainty, which is a really fucking healthy place to be right now because we don't have all the information. If you are so fucking certain of everything, then number one, you don't have a growth mindset, but you're limiting your capacity to take in more information. And where's that information coming from? Our brothers and sisters. It limits your capacity to connect with and empathize with our brothers and sisters. If this virus is as deadly as we are led to believe, then we need to stick together to overcome it. This is not a time to be divisive. It is not a time to shrink away. It is not a time to fight our brothers and sisters. It is a time to stand in our fucking power and speak our truth like Jesus did. To go out there and do good shit in this world and not think that just all I need to do is just sit here and meditate. I just sit here and meditate. Like, I get it. Work on your alignment, but then get out in the fucking game because, yes, we're spiritual beings, but we're having a human experience. We have to operate in the 3D. So we need to do our alignment work. We need to do our prayers. We need to do our meditating. And then we need to go out and have some difficult conversations. Then we need to go out and do the work of God. Do the higher level work that you were called here to do. You did not put yourself on this planet right now through what we are going through in this world just to sit back and be a fucking victim. You chose to be here for this life experience for a reason. And what I will leave you with, my love, because I do get very passionate, I know that, is when we look back on this crazy as fuck experience, trust me, no matter what side of the fence you stand on, this time is going to go down in history. And what I would ask you to reflect on is, will you be proud of the role that you played during this time? Okay, guys, I hope you got some powerful takeaways from this episode. If so, please share it with someone. And if you haven't done so already, please review and subscribe as it helps us to spread our message of inspiration. Sending you all so much love, and I'll see you on the next episode of The Hustler's Guide to Flow.